growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the third hour, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Oh, that's the printer going off. I was wondering what was going on. Up at the top of the webpage, you'll see a banner for the Willow MD. I believe they call that particular apparatus the Curve. I've been using the Curve now for a few weeks, and It has helped a great deal. I got it primarily for my left knee. It's a very pleasant thing to use, too. I get this sensation of a vibration inside the knee. Sort of pins and needles going down my shin. It's sort of cool. But with this, it's taken away my pain that I used to. And I've had this pain since the third grade because I tore every ligament in my knee, and then I continued to abuse it for the rest up to now. Now, I'm using it also on my hands because I have trigger finger. My left hand is just about done. Almost no pain whatsoever. But I'm also using it on the right where I still have more pain than the left, but I haven't been using it on the right as much. So I'm working around my body as I go. You strap this thing on you for 25 minutes. And it does its work. The inside of it looks a little bit like a suntanning bed. You don't feel, there's just a smooth sensation of what is touching you. But the sensation of what it does to you if you sit there for the 25 minutes and let it do it. Some of the ninjas out there are getting them now. For people my age, this is one of these things that you sit back and you say, there's no way this could possibly work. I feel good being dumb on this one. I feel good being wrong. I didn't expect this thing to work. I'm very pleased with it. And you can go straight to it from my webpage. You can click on the banner there. My deal with them is I'm promoting them because their thing works. And because there's some of you out there that may be thinking that you would like to move around a little better too. Although I will tell you this. Just so you know, when you get that and then the knees start feeling better and the joints start feeling better and everything else, it is going to illustrate the other parts of your body that you need a little bit of attention that maybe the Willow can't work on. Just a little thing for you to consider as you look at things. Out of Purdue University has come this study. And this study, what it basically refutes, is the if we can save just one child argument. Now, I'm not interested in seeing any children die. Or any people die for that matter. Because most people that grow up started life as a child, and in the eyes of their parents, they're still their children. Losing anyone to violence is horrible. It is horrible. But then on the scene comes Eric Dietz. Now, I've talked about this study before, but I want to give it a little more detail here. Eric Dietz agrees that if something can save the life of one child, it's worth doing. It's just that his method is different from the gun grabber one. What he did was use factual data to run a study that proves more guns in schools would make a safer environment for our children, for the children in schools. In other words, if more teachers and staff are armed in school, the likelihood of more children dying in an active shooter situation drastically decreases. Now, this is not the more guns argument, okay? I'm not, as far as how many physical guns are in the world, I don't even know that I have anything to say about that. There's 400 million in the United States today. I don't really know how many more we can get. I intend to have as many as I can have. My dad asked me this past week, why do you need more than one? Got two hands. Now, the idea that armed people would shorten the span of time that an active shooter gets to operate unmolested, that's nothing new for me and you to consider. Because we listen to other things than the propaganda that the president and the rest of the gun grabbers spew on a regular basis. But how did Mr. Dietz come up with his answer? He was on The Blaze, and he said, and I'm going to try to get him here. He said that he set out to determine what realistic measures could be taken to reduce death during school shootings. And he used an agent-based modeling method that he says is as straightforward as he can possibly get it. He said that he and the university were able to conclude that the introduction of a minimal, just 10% armed faculty in conjunction with a resource officer could reduce overall casualties in school shootings, school-related shootings by roughly 70%. Why aren't we running to do that? Why are we not banging into each other in a headlong rush to make that happen? The gun-free zone is where the criminals and the crazies choose to go when they want helpless victims. That's a known fact. Since the 1950s, all but two mass shootings took place in areas that people were left defenseless because they were in a place that did not allow them to carry firearms. Gun-free zone does not mean crime-free zone. It means crime-enabling zone. But they're actually like shooting galleries for the bad guy. Now, the proof that gun-free zones do not work, to prove this, he used four very simple scenarios in this research. No access to control or security. Number two, resource officer, security or police. Number three, 5 to 10% of workforce has concealed carry. Number four, 5 to 10% of workforce has concealed carry and a resource officer. In scenario one, the staff and children have to rely on the 10 to 12 minute response time of police. According to statistics, an active shooter shoots someone approximately every 20 seconds. So that's 3 per minute. So in a 12 minute shooting, you have the possibility of 36 victims. When you consider the police response time of 12 minutes. So what do scenarios 2, 3, and 4 get us? In the scenario where there's an armed resource officer, casualties dropped by 66.5%, and response time was cut by 59.5%. When 5% of teachers were carrying concealed weapons, deaths were reduced by 6.8%, and response time was dropped by 5.4%. When 10% of teachers were carrying concealed weapons, casualties fell by 23.2%, and response time was down by 16.8%. Now, if that's not enough to calm the "it's about the children" crowd, Scenario 4 shows a real difference there. Scenario 4 is where 5% of teachers were carrying concealed guns and a resource office were present. Casualties dropped an astonishing 69.2%. Why aren't we doing this? We'll continue when we get back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation huge.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
All right, welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. It's amazing what the introduction of a 60% protein drink will do for you. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about the study coming out of Purdue. Now, knowing this, okay, knowing what we know right now, had this been present at Sandy Hook, as an example, what would you have saved there? 20, 21 kids, and teachers. What would you have saved there? Let's go to the phones. Craig in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
How are you?
Fine. How was your 4th of July?
It was uneventful, except for the fact that for some reason my neighbors decided to detonate their extensive amount of fireworks. It sounded like it was right outside my front door. I didn't need to buy any, but it sort of sounded like my house was being shelled.
Seems like more insanity is going on here in Lancaster County. And the city, we've been have multiple gunshots which are being investigated. Please don't know what's going on with that. And also over in E-Town, we have two gun shops. The one I like to frequent quite regularly. And there was a guy from Brooklyn, New York. He tried to buy a gun with a fake ID, then recruits a stranger, which is a straw purchase in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And this guy's a real idiot. He tried to do it twice. he was using a Pennsylvania ID, which was fake, and had the name Usher Ben Hammington.
Okay.
And he went to one gun shop, which I won't mention the name, and he recognized that it was an obvious fake, so they didn't sell the weapon, but they called the police. So he went across town to another gun shop, which I won't mention, and he tried to recruit somebody to buy the gun for him. He's going to give him a $100 tip. That didn't work. He ended up getting arrested. And he was trying to buy a Springfield 9mm pistol. So then he didn't show up for his hearing.
Is he a fugitive from justice now?
He is now. He is now. And now the ATF is been contacted, and they've been investigating this, too. He has two felony counts of illegal purchase or attempt of a firearm, criminal solicitation, and providing forged documents for ID.
Well, you know, I don't want criminals buying guns either, and I don't want straw purchasers buying guns to sell to criminals. Actually, this is what the ATF should be doing daily instead of worrying about Form 4473s and gun-running tactics and storefront stings and everything else. This is what they should be doing. Now, I realize that doesn't happen very often. That's probably... How often have you heard of that happening in your neck of the woods?
Very, very rare. This is the first time I've ever heard about it since I got into... buying my first pistol.
It's you very, probably only heard about it because this guy was such a pandelirium of stupidity. Well, I tried it at this store. It didn't work out. I'll get that. Hey, $100 if you go buy me a gun. Here's the money. Here's $100. Go buy me that gun. I could see where that would make the news. So what's the mindset of everything going on around there now? Are the store officials? And you know what? That one of the things that they, like in Chicago, they want to train the workers that would be at a gun shop on how to spot store purchasers. Do these Pennsylvanian gun shop workers, are they just that doggone good to where they don't need special training? Or?
Oh, in my opinion, I think they are trained, and they're trained very, very good. You often find off-duty police officers working at gun shops. So they would know the law. And I would presume that they are trained and making a purchase because, you know, you can get yourself in hot water very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And you know, when I bought mine, you know, you had to fill out the form and you... have to give your ID, and they go in, into the Pennsylvania PIC system and check you out to make sure that, that you're okay. Then it, once everything is free and clear, you know, you you complete a transaction and you buy your firearm.
So in Pennsylvania, they don't use the NICS, or do they use both concurrently?
I think they might use both.
Right.
Now, if you do fail, then they won't. They'll keep you waiting. Then the police walk through the door and they give you nice bracelets to wear.
That's a, in South Carolina with a concealed carry permit. There is no background check. So when I present, a lot of people say, "Bill, what if you get on a list?" Well, they don't check me against any list because I have a concealed carry permit. So. I'm done as soon as the writing is done. I'm out the door. And there's a few states that do that. I think every state should do that once you get vetted. Do you have a carry permit in Pennsylvania?
Yes, I do.
See, I don't think you should have to go through any sort of a background check once that's happened. Because they've got, don't they have their, do they fingerprint you and everything else in Pennsylvania?
I wasn't fingerprinted. So, and our sheriff is very, very, very pro-gun. And he does have gun classes, so you can get familiar with your firearm. And that's providing to be very, very successful. Then you can go to your larger, what do you call them, gun ranges, the sportsman associations, and, you know, you can get training there. Or you can go over to Trop Gun Shop, and they just moved into a new facility. And you can get training there, and they have an indoor fire range. You can rent a firearm and use it for a half hour.
Right. Before I run out of time, what's your carry gun?
I have a Ruger 9mm.
SR?
Yes, SR.
Okay. Those are good guns. Those are good. What? How do you carry it? Do you carry it outside or inside the waistband?
I carry it outside.
Is open carry allowed in Pennsylvania?
I'm not quite sure, but that would greatly alarm people, the way the mindset here is.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. But I was just curious about that. Apparently, there's only six states or five states in the union that doesn't allow some form of open carry, mine being one of them. And I don't know about Pennsylvania, but there's a handful that don't allow it. And that is true. I do have to fill out the form 4473. I just don't. No phone calls are made on my behalf to see if I can buy that gun. But outstanding.
Like
I'm glad you guys are policing yourselves. I'm glad those guys are taking care of business. That's where it should be left to anyway.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'd like to make a comment on what you said before about schools.
I'll tell you what. Hold on to your comment. You can tell me on the other side. Okay.
Okay.
Hang on, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Craig in Pennsylvania. You were about to finish up. Tell me what you're about to tell me.
Well, I'm a public school employee, and
right.
We had that Alice training. And I think that since public school employees are not allowed to carry firearms, I guess that's the best option that you have.
Why won't they allow? Now, one of the things I've wondered about, Craig, if you're going to go into a lockdown setup, right, if you're locking everything down and you're going to put the students in a classroom, why can't the teachers bring one of those emergency windshield hammers to school with them and pop a window and get the kids out of the building?
Well, with the training that they've given us, if a active shooter is in one part of the building, they would try to evacuate part of the building out and get the kids out.
But does that mean sending them down the hallway?
Possibly so. Like, we have two floors, and if the shooter is upstairs, then I guess he would try to evacuate the bottom floor if possible.
There's just so many variables that come into play. Does Pennsylvania have resource officers?
Yes, we have. In our district, we have one in the high school.
One.
Yeah.
Is the high school the size of, say,
I don't know, a hospital. High schools have become very big affairs, so, you know, when you got one resource officer and that's all you got, if they're on one end of the school and it starts on the other end of the school, there's a little bit of time going to elapse.
Yeah, I think we probably have approximately 1,000 students in the high school.
So a pretty big school.
Yeah, it's a fairly big school. A part of it was renovated. The older part was torn down, and they rebuilt a new section, so...
What do you think about the idea of having 10% of the teachers armed and one or two school resource officers on hand?
Oh, I think that would be a great idea, because you need to stop the shooter at the office. Because when we first walk in and into a school in our district, and I guess in anywhere in our county, is that you go into a box and you have to, they usually have to buzz you in to the box, then you walk into the office.
So now, the box is sort of like a segregated room between doors.
Yeah, yeah. And if it's an active shooter, then they have, like, plan B that they go into. I'm not quite sure what that would be, but...
I just marvel at the fact that, like, I know that a lot of these schools are second floor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what is that in distance from top to bottom? What is it, 10 feet, 12, 15?
Something like that, yeah. I think probably about 10-foot high ceilings.
Well, I mean, I know that it might be alarming to show that, but couldn't you have, like, just a couple, go out and buy some rope ladders and some emergency hammers and be popping windows and letting kids scale down and get out of the way?
Well, there's always a risk factor in doing that, and plus it's
there's a risk factor in getting shot too. I mean, there's a risk factor with an active shooter. Do they not understand where you work that time is not on their side?
They probably do, but when the legislature will not allow teachers and staff to be trained and carry firearms, you know, you take the next best option that you have.
Which is basically trying to run or hide.
Yeah.
Isn't that the gist of Alice? You fight back when you're cornered.
Yeah, and that's like picking up stuff and throwing it at the guy.
Trying to inflict a mortal wound on him with an eraser.
Well, that could be chairs, that could be books, that could be a fire extinguisher.
Not a lot of purposely built for self-defense tools available to you, are there?
No, it just doesn't go far enough.
Right. No, it doesn't, but I do like the idea of the box. I mean, if you know he's coming in and it's an active shooter and he gets in the box, is the box hardened enough to where no matter how much ammo he's got, you can just watch him on camera trying to shoot his way out?
Well, it depends what type of glass that they use. If he got the... type of glass that has a wire in it, wire mesh.
Right.
That'll probably buy you some time.
But safety glass doesn't, as they found out in Sandy Hook.
No, it does. You could just shoot your way through that.
Yeah, well. Do you and any of your fellow school people, do you ever bring up to the, do you ever say to the principal, you know what we could do to help these students out if we were armed? I mean, a lot of schools are doing this. In Idaho, they're doing it. I can't remember what state it's in, but, I mean, there's one company called Shield Solutions where they're training teachers, and the teachers have to be at a degree educated and capable higher than that of police as far as their qualification scores. I mean, those guys, they're not going to have any issues. In Arkansas, there's all kinds of schools that are arming up. I mean, it's beginning to happen. Is it just not going to happen in Pennsylvania?
I don't know. It just all depends upon the mindset of each district and the people. And plus with the news media manipulating the news and brainwashing people in the wrong direction, that may be hard to implement.
You know, it could be as simple as them, even though it was a lie, as long as nobody knew it was a lie, they could post signs outside the school saying, school staff is armed. Mm-hmm. Any attempt to harm the students will be met with lethal force. I mean, they could do that.
Yeah.
And that would have a deterrent effect. But I'm waiting to see what happens in these schools where the teachers are arming up, because I don't know if we're going to see an instance of an active shooter going into one of those. I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I seriously doubt it. But listen, I appreciate you taking the time to call me. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye. When it comes to school shootings, if I were to arrive at one of my grandchildren's schools and they've got an active shooter in there, if I'm sitting there and everybody's saying, we're waiting on the SWAT team. Well, no, pal, you're waiting on the SWAT team. I don't know how they would react to it, but I have in my mind's eye that I might have to go up to certain police officers if they were there waiting on the SWAT team, and I would say to them, although that's not supposed to be the doctrine, they're supposed to go in there on arrival. But if they were, and I rolled up on them, and they were, I would try to go up to them and talk to them and say, hey, look, let's just go. Tell me who I have to follow. I'm trained in small unit tactics. It's been a while since I've done it. I'm not going to shoot you in the back. Let's go get this guy. I just about broke the law. I was going the wrong way there for just a second. I apologize. When we come back, we're going to talk about this article out of Ammo Land called A Message to Our Pro-Gun Friends. I found this interesting just because of the title. But before we go away, just so I can say I did it again, because now it's authorized, here you go.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West shooting range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Yeah, now it's authorized. No longer a bootleg. Can't even claim that anymore. Can't even claim that. In the remaining time I've got, if you're my age, if you're in your 40s, if you're in your 30s, if you got joint issues and you want to run and gun, or you want to just run around with your dog, or you want to be able to play with your grandchildren, and those knees and shoulders and all that other stuff, it just hurts. You need to go to my webpage. You will see a banner there for the Willow MD. Click on that. Go check it out. Some of you are out there, you take a literal pile of pills to try to fight the pain on a daily basis. With this, you don't need any of it. You don't need any of it. And you can call 1-800-856-1940 and find out about it if you want to. You can talk to Dr. Shapiro, who developed it. I talked to him. He'll try to tell you how it works. It's way above my pay grade. He just told me that it would work, and then he's a man of his word, because it is working as we speak. Last time today, I give it back to RBN. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right, welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load as we get ready to go away. Coming from New York, this ended up in sort of like an open letter. Ended up in Ammo Land. It's sort of behind enemy lines out of New York. For those that have never been out of New York, when they go to someplace like Alabama or Michigan, where guns are not only allowed, but they're prevalent, it's a culture shock. So this is like the awakening of the lambs. So verbatim, we used to believe that gunnies were fighting a losing battle. But our friend and author David Koppel told us that he expected that freedom and civilian weapons ownership would be able to stand firm against the UN gun control rabble, who are allied with our local anti-freedom crowd. To us, it seemed like the UN and the homegrown disarmament crowd would overwhelm us with their financial and numerical strength, even though their philosophy was based on the false premise that unilateral disarmament would be followed by peace. We felt trapped in a situation of being a tiny minority whose only strengths were truth and the very strong desire of some Americans to remain free. But as the time passed, our beliefs changed as we saw that it was possible for our strengths to overcome the weaknesses of the global opposition forces. Here in New York, we get a chance to meet many gun owners, old and new. We see that those new gun owners are more savvy than expected. They fully understand that the word reasonable by the antis translates into confiscation. They saw the New Orleans Police Department illegally seize guns from citizens during Hurricane Katrina. They learned of the need to join organizations that represent their rights as we see such membership soaring. They are aware of the power of firearms, and they seek and value education so they can control that power. They confidently know that they can safely possess, carry, and use a firearm and are more resistant to the negative messages of the press. They're not hiding or covering up their new purchases, and they're finding out that many of their friends now think that a gun in the home can be a benefit in difficult times. Their liberal friends who have children to protect do not express the negative feelings we used to hear. They understand that demands for common sense laws will follow school shootings, but they understand that we have made our schools into undefended soft targets. They are fully aware that a home without a firearm is a soft target, and despite all the rhetoric, they have taken ownership of the defense of their homes and families. They understand that common sense gun laws will never control criminals or young men acting out violent fantasies. They are buying their weapons because they know it is a practical, beneficial purchase in these very uncertain times. They realize that tactics like Operation Choke Point are acts of aggression against guns and gun owners that are not designed to create a less social violent environment. Operation Choke Point would deny banking access to our local gun shops. How telling is that? Over and over again, we recognize that the anti-gun folks believes that we and our guns are the problem are false. And we know that their real goal is not greater safety, but the elimination of civilian-owned firearms. We see resistance forming in our ranks where compromise has been in the past. We think that if we hold firm for a while longer, weaknesses and cracks in the global alliance against civilian firearms ownership will cause a collapse and failure of their strategic attacks on our freedom and our norm. So Dave Koppel was right. Our founding fathers were right. Our gun culture of freedom works and is right. No matter how intense the propaganda, the fact remains that a firearm is the best way to protect one's family. No matter how strong the controls and regulations, the private market overcomes all government attempts to limit weapons when the population is unwilling to disarm. The bottom line here, the American people are not fools. I wish they had called in and said this. I know that some of you out there think that the odds we would face are overwhelming. And to be sure, it would be very daunting to face a governmental force of concentrated power. Daunting does not mean impossible, however. Daunting means difficult. And we wouldn't be doing it alone. We would have help. Some of law enforcement would join us. Some of the feds would join us. A lot of the military would join us. We would not be alone. It's not just going to be me, you, and our neighbors. But I find it particularly encouraging, especially from someone in New York who is at a cultural disadvantage when it comes to guns, especially in New York City, where they buy the lie, where they believe a violation of civil rights in the name of safety is a good thing. The problem with violations of civil rights, whether it be the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, any of the amendments, is that once they start that, violating, getting out there and infringing upon your civil rights as a law-abiding person is not going to make a dent on crime. And when they infringe upon your Second Amendment right, and that means you can't have a gun, that means what they're doing is you just joined a vast pool of victims, prospective victims. then it's just a matter of time, whether or not the bad guys seek you out, find you. But they're not looking for you in particular, to be sure, but what they are looking for is victims. And if you're one of them in the making, well, then you know, there you go. The law-abiding, gun-owning populace of America, which is 99.9% of all gun owners, is not the problem. There are no guns in the streets. They're in our homes. Certainly there are guns in the streets in the hands of criminals. But they're not one of us. They're not part of us. And we're not the cause of them being around, because there were criminals before there were guns. Years from now, when we're all running around with phasers and we've developed warp drive and all of America, all of the universe lives as one, there will be criminals. We may have AI, it may evolve to the point where it takes over everything, and there will still be criminals. No matter what happens, the nature of man has remained unchanged. There will always be predators amongst us. There will always be mental illness amongst us, too. And occasionally those guys. And now we find out, you know, they're being designed by doctors and big pharma. So we know they're out there. And in the event that one of them were to snap in Lansing, Michigan, it would be a completely different scenario than one of them snapping in Sandy Hook, one of them snapping in Santa Barbara. It would be a completely different scenario. And he would not be heralded as a spree shooter, because he would be stopped. And it does happen. The main key to take away from any of this, to remember, in fact, is that we outnumber everybody that wants to take our guns away from us, under whatever pretense they want to use. The only thing they can get is what we give them. I say, let's not give them anything. I also say, let's get back together in about 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, please. It's never been about gun control, not ever. It has been, it's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.